broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast from May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two in the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow. We got a lot of road. All right, we got to go to the hard-hitting news. We're taking off the gloves, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. I guess there's a family in the news, Kurt. Can we talk about families?
Okay.
On the radio?
All right.
And I guess this family's hanging out in their attic, aren't they, Kurt?
An attic family. Let's see.
No, they're not addicts, Kurt. They're not drug addicts. They're just in their attic.
That's right. This is a CNN piece that World Net Daily picked up. The headline reads, Family Finds Vase Worth $600,000 in Attic Shoebox.
It's a vase.
This is not just your normal family. This is a French family.
Whoa.
They like French toast, French fries, you know, all that stuff. But anyway, they made the discovery that everyone who cleans out their attic secretly hopes for. Yeah, a priceless work of art overlooked for decades. After they found this intricately decorated porcelain vase in an old shoebox, the owners took it to a Sotheby's Paris to be appraised. Well, I mean, that's what you normally do when you find something in your attic. Whereupon the auction house told them it dated from the Qing dynasty, and the king is spelled Q-I-N-G, by the way, and could be worth upwards of $600,000. I mean, when you see what they sell for a million, then I guess you can understand why. According to Sotheby's, the vase was left to the grandparents of its present owners by an uncle in a will which also included several other works of Chinese porcelain and some Japanese artworks. I have quite a bit of that, Sam. It says made in China on the bottom, including an unusual bronze mirror, which will also be sold at auction at the same time as the vase, or as they say, vase in the country. But anyway, there you have it, Sam.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's hard hitting, man. I'm telling you right now.
I bet it is.
Now, I guess there's a town in America, and they're making slaves out of all kinds of people, Kurt. They're collecting millions, according to Bob Unruh.
That's right.
Goddamn slaves. People that don't even belong to their town are slaves, Kurt.
Yeah. Town sued for issuing 3 tickets per hour, day and night, collecting millions. Bob Unruh, World Net Daily. Hilda Brucker of Doraville, Georgia. She's part of this whole thing. Jeff Thornton had a disorganized woodpile in his backyard in the Doraville, Georgia area, and officials wanted to fine him $1,000. Hilda Brucker, she was confronted by city officials unhappy with the cracks in her driveway. This is coming to a neighborhood near you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. They hadn't told her it was a problem.
A bunch of cracks in my driveway. My house is built in 85. It's like 30-plus years old. There's cracks and stuff like that. I hope I don't go down, Kurt.
It's coming to your neighborhood, Sam. They hadn't told her it was a problem. They just called her in. Find her.
By the way, that makes a different kind of take on the idea of a crack slave, Kurt.
That's right. You're doing crack in your driveway. Anyway, find her and sentenced her to 6 months of probation. Visitor Janice Craig.
Hey, they didn't even do a tasing on this one, Kurt? No tasings or anything? Just 6 months probation.
All that opportunity missed. She was unfamiliar with the local streets, and she found herself in a turn lane. She braked, signaled, and waited for an opening to merge into the right
lane. I'm talking about, you know what? You put on your brakes, you turn on your signal, and you wait for appropriate. I mean, I'm just talking criminal behavior going on here, Kurt.
And she was fined $215 for blocking traffic.
Darn right. Sitting in there waiting for your turn. What's wrong with this?
They say these are all incidents that now have drawn. Oh, Siri's going to talk to me. I don't know why. Okay,
well, you said something
to
close to the word Siri.
Did I? Okay.
Yes, you
anyway,
did.
Anyway, the incidents.
Sorry, I can't do that because I can't
Siri,
find music on your iPhone.
I didn't say find music. Did I say find music?
No, sir.
The incidents, they say, now have drawn the attention of the Institute for Justice, which investigated the town's practices and then sued.
Felt the like Institute maybe they weren't Justice, you know, treating everybody like free Americans, Kurt.
Yeah, they found, for example, the town receives from 17% to 30% of its annual budget from fines. Doraville even bragged it averages nearly 15,000 cases and brings in more than $3 million a year from its court system, which contributes heavily to the city's bottom line. Yeah, the city ranks sixth in the country for the amount of fines, fees, and forfeiture revenues it takes in every year. That's according to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Man, these guys are going to have to put on some seminars to tell people how they do it. Institute for Justice believes that's not right. Instead, this is what the organization
maybe we need to
says.
Shut down government like Starbucks, and Sam Bushman could roll in with some slavery, against slavery training, Kurt.
Great point. They say the Institute, instead of raising taxes or cutting spending, Doraville balances the budget through turning more and more people into convicted criminals. Well, isn't that beautiful? The more a city depends on fines to balance its budget, the more it needs to fine people to balance its budget. No kidding. Doraville's entire justice system is unconstitutionally biased because it's policing for profit. That's what Anthony Sanders, he's the senior attorney for the Institute for Justice, said.
Yeah, they could promote that across the country. It would be called Cops for Cash.
That's right. The legal team says fleece your neighbors for a good time. The legal team says the plaintiffs had to defend themselves against a city that depends on convicting people to balance its books, despite the fact the Supreme Court has long held that any possible temptation like this violates due process, Sam.
I got a question. If you don't have due process, are you a slave, Kurt?
Good point, Sam.
I got a question. Are they fining black people more than white people, or is this an equal opportunity abuse system, or what?
I think this is looks like an equal opportunity abuse system to me. Yeah.
All right. Well, all I can tell you is I look at this and I just go, wow. So it's bad in America when towns are issuing 3 tickets per hour, day and night, collecting millions. See, Bob Unruh, it takes intrepid news reporters like Bob and Liberty Roundtable Live to bring this to your attention. The mainstream press isn't talking about this, are they, Kurt?
Uh-uh. Well, remember, they got the NBA Finals.
Oh, good
Sam,
point.
That's a kind of big
the same center. Deal for the fourth year in a row.
That's right. That's right.
What a drag. That's what a depressing state of affairs. But don't worry, though, Kurt. If you're shopping, it gets a little rougher than getting fined at your favorite local municipality, right?
Yeah.
I guess there's these public protests going on. There's shoppers going on. It's all in the mix, and it's kind of a weird deal, right?
Well, yeah. You remember in the old days, Sam, John Wayne would say, give me that hog leg. And he was talking about, a gun, you know, like
yes,
a
sir.
Big gun. Well, in this case, you got the hog-led public protests. Now, hog, do you remember this kid, Hog, Sam?
No, I just remember Groundhog Day and that.
Well, this one is Hog with 2 G's.
Oh.
Puxatawny Phil.
Yeah, is
but
that like a motorcycle
hog,
like a hog? Because those dudes were out in full force yesterday in D.C.
Good point. Yeah, they were. And this one's about the kid from South Florida.
Oh, that David Hog guy. That guy that's a nobody that couldn't even get into college that then became a rock star because the media backed him and they had like it was all basically, you know, student-led and turned out to be a big old scandalous lie. Those guys all involved in fake news? Yeah, I remember that.
That's right. That's right. Well, anyway, bottom line is, you know, now they're doing some more protesting. In this case, there's a grocery store called Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X. And basically, they have, you know, he's talked people into going in there. And they lay down on the floor, Sam, in the Publix grocery store. Make it so that shoppers kind of have a hard time trying to walk over them. And I guess their point is that they call it a die-in, by the way. It's not a sit-in because they're not sitting.
No.
But they're laying down, so this is called a die-in.
Well, they're trying to really highlight the death and destruction that...
Yeah, that's right.
That who perpetrate, Kurt?
Let's see. You know, I don't know.
Well, criminals perpetrate that, Kurt, not the good guys. This, and what they're trying to do is blame it on the good guys.
This is against the whole NRA thing is what it is, Sam, because they say Publix supermarket chain attracted this 18-year-old gun control zealot's ire after he learned that it had contributed over $500,000 to the Florida gubernatorial campaign of Adam Putnam, a Second Amendment advocate and proud NRA member. So he went after him. And now they got the die-in going on.
I want to know why Publix just didn't call the cops and they arrest these suckers and throw them in the drunk tank for their, you know, disturbing the peace and such. Did that happen?
I didn't see that.
They could even raise some revenue if they did that, probably.
Good point.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. I lost it. The other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand, and then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so it says, I guess what happens is shoppers are just stepping over the bodies, huh, Kurt?
That's right, Sam. They're stepping over the bodies, and they, what you've got is, you know, this die-in is going at Publix, and this kid, the hog, is, you know, they call it, they say he's bullying them, and I think that's kind of true, isn't it, Sam? I mean, you're kind of being a bully about people's choice to, for example, this Publix place, they're choosing to support the NRA, right? and choosing to do that. And he doesn't really like their choice, right? So he's bullying them with people dying in there.
But they're not really dying. People are just forced to step over
right.
dead bodies.
It's just called a die-in when
people not
go
dead
in
bodies.
There and lay down on the floor. That's right. They say the bullying started this week after Hogg, a survivor of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting in Florida 3 months earlier, began targeting this. So he's putting them in their his sights, you know, targeting him. And this place are targeting Publix. And by the way, this is an employee-owned supermarket chain. It employs more than 190,000 Americans, Sam. And, you know, so he's bullying them. You know, he just doesn't like what they're doing. So he's wanting to, you know, kind of make their life heck.
See, I don't understand why they're going to arrest this guy for disturbing the peace or whatever else. Look, this private property, this store doesn't want this, Kurt. They have the right to do what they want with their money. And is anybody going to come to the sense on this thing and say, you know what? You can't do this.
I don't see it. Do you see it, Sam? I mean, they
I think what they need to do is they need to
like this dude.
What's the word that they do with like a big old bear when it's out of control, Kurt? What do? They tranquilize that dude?
Yeah.
I think they ought to just tranquilize all the half-dead people laying around on the ground that aren't really dead that are doing this dying, and they ought to take them to the clink.
Good point.
Yeah. You know? All right, I guess a campaign contributor is in the news, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Sam. Once again, this, you know, the poor Obamas are having trouble, and you know how they scored this Netflix deal just lately, right? Where they're going
to
be.
Heck yeah, Michelle and Barack, they're reaching out to know what you want them to cover. Their goal is to train the next leaders, Kurt.
Yeah. And so anyway, the reason they got this, now, of course, this doesn't mean they got like vote fraud or election fraud, but one of their, you know, big supporters is who got them this, you know, killer deal. And so, you know, that's how this works. I mean, I don't see any calls for like, you know, the FEC, the Federal Election Commission to check in on
investigate conflicts of interest and that kind of such.
I don't
you know what the problem is, Kurt? You're not doing a die-in about this issue. You should go to Netflix and do a die-in.
Good point. Yeah.
See what I mean? The problem is you just don't take action like your buddy Hogg does.
That's very true.
And thank the heavens you don't, by the way, but that's another discussion.
I guess the guy's name is Ted Sarandos. He's a major campaign contributor for Obama. And what they call the streaming giant's creative content chief, who oversees an $8 billion budget. He helped to broker the deal. That's according to the source that told the Post. So there's what you have. See?
I'm going to pretend I'm Obama now. Ready, Kurt?
By the way, he and his wife bundled nearly $600,000 in contributions. Now, I always thought it was like, was it $2,500 that you couldn't, you know? And so somehow
that's
they
only
bundled
for you.
Up $600,000. That's right.
That isn't for the bundlers.
There you go. Good point.
That's what I mean. We started out this broadcast in the first hour talking about, hey, it depends on what class you're from, right, Kurt?
That's right.
That's all how it is. Now, what I want to, you know, when Donald Trump complained there was election fraud or there might be and stuff like that, you know, Barack just said, quit your whining, Kurt. And so, you know, Barack's saying that to you right now when you're complaining about this Netflix conflict. Quit your whining, Kurt. We own the media. We control you.
Oh,
we do what we want.
Yeah.
We are above the law. And you, my friend, if you don't quit it, we'll just find some charges to put you through.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, has the IRS visited your house lately? All right, then. Just shut up and go away. See, that's kind of their attitude. That's how it is for these guys.
So you have the one guy, he and his wife, Sarandos, he's a big shot there at Netflix. They bundled nearly $600,000 in contributions for the Obamas from their friends and associates. That was for the 2012 campaign. And also this lady that is the wife, anyway, her father His name is Clarence. He's a music exec. He bundled a total of nearly $450,000 for the Obamas.
I don't see what your problem campaigns. Is, Kurt. They're just following the law, sir.
Yeah, I know.
See?
Isn't that amazing?
You just don't have the wherewithal to put together your own bundling plan. Not only that, even if you were to have a bundling plan, no one would put money in your cause, Kurt. You're a racist.
And by the way, the Obamas got a book deal from Penguin Random House. By the way, it's valued in excess of $65 million.
They literally got a random deal, didn't they, Kurt?
Yeah. It's tough times. And with all this, they say they got a speech at a healthcare conference sponsored by Wall Street firm Cantor Fitzgerald in September, where Obama reportedly took home $400,000 for that. In addition to raking in millions, the former first couple has been involved in fundraising for the Obama Foundation, which is developing a $500 million presidential center and library in Chicago. Foundation took in more than $13 million in 2016, and that was a big increase over the $2 million they got for the previous year. Yeah, tough times if you're an Obama, you know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
It's, what do you expect, Kurt? More of the same?
You know, it seems like it, Sam. I mean,
I'm expecting more of the same based on the trend we're on, Kurt, but I'm praying for a sea change.
That's right. Good point. Yeah.
Right? I mean, in other words, I don't want to be naive and just act like this is all fine. We're not doing the thing that it takes to change the game, but see, Kurt, while Barack just has money just flowing left and right, you know, the liberals, those guys put their money where their mouth is. I wish the same could be said for us.
Good point.
I got a guy that emails me almost every day telling me that I should do this and I should do that and I should add this and I should promote that and I should work on this. And I write back and I say, you know, I appreciate it. I just don't have the time or the money. Then he writes back and says, well, another idea is this. Then I write back and say, hey, maybe you can donate. And then he writes back and he's like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on with the United States. Your laws are weird. And my response is, I agree.
Yeah.
See how that all worked out?
Money.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I appreciate those who have funded us and who continue to fund us. We're grateful for you. I'm not saying it's nobody, and I'm grateful for it. But I do want to wisely say we need to really ratchet up our efforts, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. By the way, the FBI's in the news, Kurt.
FBI.
Yeah, and they're not trying to commit a scandal against you right now. They're trying to protect you from the Russians this time, Kurt.
Right.
Now, the Russians have what's called malware everywhere, Kurt. They're just taking over everything. I mean, they took over the 2016 Democratic, deal. And with all that, they're planning to take you over next, Kurt. So you need to reboot your router immediately to stop Russian malware.
Uh-huh.
No, really, this is true, Kurt.
Okay, so I do really need to do this?
Fetch, yeah.
Reboot my what?
Router.
So, and that'll make sure that everything is okay on my router? No.
It'll just help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? You read it, there's stories all over the internet. Everybody's just freaking out. Everybody, Kurt.
Yeah, and it's the Russians.
Yeah, absolutely. The Russians. I'm telling you right now, if it's not Al-Qaeda on your left shoulder, it's the Russians behind your right shoulder, my friend.
Well, I don't think there's that much to worry about, Sam, because Europe is pushing a ban on plastic straws and Q-tips.
See?
So I'm thinking...
You're safe now.
Everything will be okay now,
But I got
a
question,
worried before
about my router. So let me just ask you a question. Let's say they install malware on my router, and it supposedly can get really rowdy. Bad things can happen. It can just shut down my router entirely.
That would be a rowdy router?
Yes, it would. A rowdy Russian router. Wrecking the Republic.
That's triple
darn right. Wow.
That would be like triple.
And the rhinos are warning you about it. I'm telling you right now. Now, what I don't understand about this, though, Kurt, is this. What are the Russians going to take from me? Let's just talk about that when we come back for a second. What are the Russians going to get by hacking into Sam Bushman's router? Okay?
Let's just talk about all the secrets.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, let's talk about this for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, beware the Russians is the lie we're being told right now. Hold on your favorite talk station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The world's gone psychotic, ladies and gentlemen. You got ashtrays and airplanes, even though you can't smoke, based on government regulations that are over 60 years old. Meanwhile, you promote alcohol at every turn, and you say people cannot drink sugary soda pops. Now in California, they're rejecting tobacco cigarettes of all kinds while they're promoting marijuana smoking. Now you got the FBI saying, hey, man, you got to reboot your home or office router to stop Russian malware, Kurt. Now, do I think Russia is our friend? Well, it depends on how you define Russia, Kurt. I believe the average Russian person wants to pursue all the good things in life, God, family, country, just like we do, Kurt.
Imagine that, Sam.
Don't you think the Russian people are like that?
Why would they do that? You think they love their husbands and they love their wives,
yeah,
and they love their children,
darn right. I think that,
and they want to eat, and then they want to sleep, and they want to have, like, look at the sunsets and,
yeah,
have a nice drink of water,
darn right,
eat some, you know, good stuff. I mean, yeah, why would they do that?
Well, but I believe the Russian government is about as bad as our government, Kurt. I'm not so sure they have the same agenda in mind. So do I think the Russian government are our friends? Not really. I don't think the United States government is very friendly to most of its people either. However, this idea that I got to worry about Russian hackers. Now, is the spyware real, Kurt? The answer is yes, it is. Does it exist? Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Was it created by the Russians? That's the narrative that I start to not be so sure about. Was it really created by the Russians? Was it really created by the Russian government? Was it really used to take over the Democratic, you know, elections? Or was it really Democratic backed, created by, and then promoted and blamed on the Russians? You know, I don't even know the real story, but I know the software, the malware, the abuseware exists. What I'm not really so sure about is this idea that I got to reboot my router to stop it, Kurt. All they got to do is install it again on my router, Kurt. Okay, I'm only half stupid,
Sam,
in the IT
there
world.
You.
Hey, you know, they installed this thing on your router, and if you reboot your router, it'll fix it until they install again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, until we get, like, a firmware update or something like that to prevent it from being installed in the first place, Kurt, all it's going to do is come back, right? I mean, it's kind of like taxes.
Really?
You think you got rid of them yesterday and not so fast, my slave friend. Okay, I mean, it's just like, wow. Now, here's the next question. What are they going to do? Let's say they put this stuff on my router. What are they going to steal from me, Kurt, that the United States government under George Bush and crew haven't already stolen from me? And possibly shared with the Russians anyway, through Facebook and Twitter and everything else.
Good point.
You know, you got the Cambridge Analytica or whatever, in bed with the Russians, in bed with Trump, in bed with, you know, Bush, in bed with the Democrats, and everybody stole everything from everybody, and everybody's guilty, and no one's responsible, and don't worry, everybody's going to fix it for you and save your bacon and protect your privacy, right?
Yep.
Okay, what are they going to take from me they don't already know, Kurt? You think they're going to download copies of Liberty Roundtable Live or something?
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, what are they going to get, Kurt? My family history?
Dangerous.
Maybe they can download a copy of the Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ, and read that, dude.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just saying, what are they going to get? My letter to my son where I tell him I love him and I'm grateful that he's serving the Lord Jesus Christ, spreading the gospel of Christ in Massachusetts and learning Spanish. What are they going to get? The letter to my daughter when she went to summer camp that I wrote telling her that I love her and I think she's a wonderful, virtuous woman and I look forward to her life as she makes wise choices. And what are they going to get? That, Kurt?
Yep. Yep.
What are they going to do with it?
Well, what they'd really want to do is get some stuff. It's better if they make it up, don't you think, Sam?
Oh, good point.
They can
fake dossiers
things,
like they did on the Donald?
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
Because,
well, who did that? I thought the Republican or the Democratic National Committee paid for that sucker.
Oh, well, don't bring that up.
But it was the Russians in bed with Trump creating a dossier against Trump because they want to make sure Trump gets elected, right?
Of course.
I mean, see how psychotic this all gets, Kurt? I don't even understand.
Yes, I do.
Now, I'm not suggesting you shouldn't reboot your home router, folks. Go ahead and do that, you know. Follow the FBI's guidance.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, I don't see it solving a darn thing, Kurt. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon, as long as we give government carte blanche. Look, while our government's suing for a backdoor to all your information, they're worried about the Russians getting it the United States is going to get it legally. See what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's just nuts. But, hey, the United States promotes illegals, but don't worry, the illegal Russians. So illegally crossing the border is okay. Illegally stealing your data across the border, not okay.
Right. Good point.
So you can send illegal people across border, just not illegal data transfer across borders. I mean, it just didn't make any sense.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about Life with Big Brother, Kurt. You sent me an article on this thing, right?
Life with Big Brother. Oh, yeah. Here's the headline.
Wait a minute.
This is a Brussels.
Are you more worried about
piece.
Life with Big Brother or life with the United States government or Russia or Brussels? Who are you most worried about, Kurt? Which boogeyman
isn't
is the biggest fear for you, sir?
But isn't that all Big Brother, Sam?
Oh, good point. All right.
Anyway,
Brothers
the headline reads
Brotherly Love.
Big Brother. WorldNet Daily's got this piece. Now, they got it from the AP, and occasionally the AP has, you know, something worthwhile. But the headline reads, Life with Big Brother, Europe pushes ban on plastic straws, Q-tips. Yeah, and the sub-headline, Turn off the flow at its source production.
See, now think about
the European
that.
Union.
They're going to literally go to the source. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to promote marijuana usage. Okay?
Yep.
Then they're going to go ahead and just got to go to the source to get rid of them plastic straw contraband, Kurt. I'm telling you right now.
That's
right. These are the people that want you to have any belief in their view, their system, their... Okay? I mean, it's just crazy, Kurt.
Yes. That's right, Sam. And the basically the European Union, this... You know, thing that, you know, basically like the kingmen over there in the Europe has proposed banning plastic products like cotton buds. I don't know what those are. Straws, stirrers, and balloon sticks. When alternatives are easily available in an attempt to reduce litter spoiling beaches and ocean beds. That's the European Commission, and they said its proposal would seek to cut marine litter in half for the 10 most prominent items and avoid environmental damage estimated at over $250 billion.
Well, don't those guys just join in the recycling program? Don't they know you got one of those going on?
Good point. EU Vice President, you know what I call the EU? But anyway, the Vice President there, Frans Timmermans, said that utensils would not be banned completely, but steps would be taken to have them made out of.
Politicians that have straws in their offices, that they get a special privilege, don't
they? That's right. Well, steps would be made, they say, to make these out of sustainable materials when possible. So that means, you know, you'll get like a fork that'll fall apart even more than a plastic one, right? You know,
well, nothing like environmentally friendly, Kurt. They call that biodegradable, sir.
That's right.
Biodegradable. There you
fall
go.
Fall apartable is what I think they should call it.
Oh, or, Kurt. You know. See, you just don't even care about the environment.
I know. I'm just ruthless when it comes to loving the earth.
Well, the Palestinian Authority, those guys are doing a good turn daily, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, yeah, but they want some money, Sam. And
they want cash? Well, they're no different than any other bureaucrat on the planet.
That's right. That's right. Good point. Where is that one? I remember seeing that one. You know, but that's what
headline
they want.
Headline says the Palestinian Authority is desperate for American cash.
Oh, that's right.
And that's an effort to survive. See, they can't survive without American cash, Kurt, right?
And this is a WorldNet Daily piece, and this is in a new report in Joseph Farah's G2 Bulletin.
Yes, sir.
You know, and you'd think it's tough over there if you're the Palestinians because you're used to a whole bunch of federal tax dollars rolling your way, right, Sam?
Yes. If I'm the Palestinian Authority, yes. What happened, though, is I guess somebody threatened cutting off funding and stuff like that, and those guys just threatened violence, Kurt.
Well, I mean, that's the way you do when somebody's
not. Well, that's what Planned Parenthood does in America. What's the difference between the Palestinian Authority and Planned Parenthood, Kurt?
That's right.
One's domestic and one's international?
Yeah.
I'm glad those folks aren't drinking out of straws, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, that's right. At least they're safe that way. Yeah.
Now, but this thing's crazy, Kurt. Why are we funding the Palestinian Authority, and why, when we decide to pull back funding, do they threaten violence? Are we just doing it to prevent violence? Kind of like I give the bully my lunch money every day? Is that all that's going on?
I think that's about it, isn't it, Sam?
Well,
as far as I can tell.
When's Donald going to stop it, Kurt?
That's a good question, Sam.
Yeah, I got a question. Who's the opposite of the Palestinian Authority, Kurt? State of Israel?
I guess so.
I don't know if you can call it opposite, but, you know, are we giving the State of Israel cash too, Kurt?
Yeah, we have.
I just want to highlight that we're funding both sides of that battle, aren't we, Kurt?
Well, that way you can have a battle. If you don't have both sides funded, Sam, you know, I mean, you don't have very good war.
Well, as long as both sides agree not to drink out of straws, we probably got a peace deal going on.
That's right.
Just saying.
That's right. And use those forks that fall apart, you know.
Yeah, there's folks in America that are ditching pricey home ownership. We'll tell you about that in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online.
or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So it's very strange. The Palestinian Authority is desperate for American cash, but if we don't roll out the cash, they threaten violence. Oh boy, nothing different than Antifa, nothing different than Planned Parenthood. Just one's international, the other's domestic, but same kind of MO, if you will. But don't worry, Americans are deciding that they're kind of done with that big old mortgage, Kurt.
Yeah. They're done with the mortgage. Let's see, which one was that?
I guess they ditched a pricey home ownership plan for a small house on wheels, and they dig it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was kind of a cool story. Small house on wheels. And, you know, a close, well, relative of mine is doing the same thing. He's basically just rolling, you know, he and his wife are going to be rolling, and, you know, kind of makes you wonder, hey, is that something, you know, to do? I mean, at least you could maybe go to a freer state, you know, you could go to a freer neighborhood up by some mountains or something like that, you know? So anyway,
that's going to be a tough road to hoe, buddy. Looking for a freer neighborhood.
That is, you know what I mean? They might move down to that one in New Mexico where our buddy Sheriff Mack is moving to.
I support the quest, Kurt. I'm just not so sure that it makes, you know, that they're going to find the greenest pasture.
This is an L.A. Times piece, and they say they ditched pricey home ownership for a small house on wheels, and they love it. Lisa Boone is the author. And, you know, so you see this basically a pickup truck hooked to a pretty shiny, nice trailer, and they call it the living vehicle. They say it's designed to be a permanent residence on the go, and they show it at the Cabrillo Beach in Santa Barbara. You probably know where that is because you're a Californian.
Pretty sweet down there, by the way.
Heidi Hansing.
Except for when the fires
are
rolling.
Yeah. Heidi Hansing said she's, you know, part of this whole story, and says the last 3 years felt as if she were moving backwards. Said nothing in my life was what it seemed. That's what she says of her divorce after 22 years of marriage. Everything had changed. For 30 years, she had served others, beginning in the Army when she was 17. Later, she raised a family and served as a city council member in League City, Texas. She was on the verge of becoming an empty nester. Then she said, I didn't want to rattle around my house like the half of a former hole. And she says, I thought, what does Heidi want out of life? Traveling was at the top of her list. She looked at where she wanted to be, traveling to the Blue Ridge Parkway, Crater Lake, and Key West, and backwards planned from there. She sold her four-bedroom dream home, made a commitment to living small, put her memorabilia in storage, and bought a living vehicle from Santa Barbara-based architect Matthew Hoffman. And it shows her picture there standing by it. She's this guy is a popular vendor, they say, at the annual Dwell on Design trade show held in April in downtown L.A. Visitors were transfixed by the idea of sidestepping crippling real estate and rents in L.A. and elsewhere in California. Others dreamed. I think she's got a pretty smart idea, Sam.
Well, I want to make sure she understands something, though. You know, you and I have been talking about IRS slaves for the last couple of hours and such like that. So I just want to tell you right now, they ditched pricey home ownership for a small house on wheels, and they love it. Great idea. Americans are doing it. They're just trying to avoid the abuses by government, whether it be the Palestinian Authority or right on down to the IRS and everybody else. But the IRS has got a warning out right now, Kurt, too. So these people better take heed, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I kind of like this one, but, you know, I mean, not that I like really hardly anything the IRS ever does, but what they're saying, you know how they lowered the taxes, at least that's what, you know, the thing is. Well, the IRS is going to make sure that if you, let's see, I got to go to the right place. If you live in those states where you got these high property taxes and all that kind of stuff, don't be trying to, you know, circumvent the new tax laws, you know, because you know how what was happening, Sam, is they were making it so, like, let's say you live in New York or California, all right, where typically what you normally can do on your taxes is write off or
where you got stratospheric slavery going on.
Yeah, where you usually pay all this extra tax to just live there. Well, usually on your tax form, you can deduct that. Well, the new, so-called, you know, Republican Freedom Bill or whatever it is, says you can't do that anymore. And I think they're trying to do that just to teach those guys a lesson. And I think it's a pretty good little lesson.
Yeah, the IRS is just trying to kind of ratchet up the fear-mongering to make sure that you just stay on the reservation. You don't get all crazy and try and live in some portable home and get away from them, Kurt. That ain't going to work. They'll haul you and your portable home right to the clink, my friend. They're just trying to ratchet up that because they're afraid that, you know what, if people get too mobile and if people get offshore money and they get cryptocurrency and they get all these things, the IRS might find out that they've been locked out of the deal, buddy.
By the way, Sam, on these living vehicles, you know, that they're making, they look nice, and they say they start around $149,000. The living vehicles made of steel and aluminum can be towed with a full-size pickup truck. They call it LV Travel Series. You know, the LV is short for living vehicles. By the way, you can get those Travel Series for as low as $90,000, and they're debuting in the fall. This custom vehicle can sleep six, comes equipped with modern amenities such as solar panels, Wi-Fi antenna, lithium batteries, and iOS operating system, so it works with your iPhone, a spa-style shower, and self-supporting deck. I mean, you're talking about living in style, Sam, and
yes, sir.
You can be mobiling on the road.
Now, you're going to propose a cheaper plan, aren't you, Kurt? But let me tell you something you don't understand, my friend.
There are cheaper
ones. It's a
ones,
big old
sure.
R word, Kurt.
What's that?
Regulation, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me just tell you, you cannot call it a living, what's that, LV thing?
Yes, living vehicle.
All right, you cannot designate something LV, my friend, if it doesn't pass stringent safety and other regulatory requirements, my friend. So don't you dare be
good
proposing
point.
Any cheaper solutions, because you'll run right into the IRS and everybody else. You'll be miscategorizing and mischaracterizing. Pretty soon you won't even have a business license to do what you're doing. And I'm just telling you right now, you're going to spiral right on down into racism and hate.
Yep, there's a couple from Lafayette, California. They're going to, it's Jacqueline and Stuart Sweet. They're kind of living the sweet life. But anyway, they're both 29. And the living vehicle, they say, offers them the opportunity to work remotely while they're traveling throughout the country. They say the couple is currently packing up their home to rent, and they're preparing to drive their living vehicle to Washington State, where they have purchased a home. They say our plans are to use Spokane as a jumping off point. That's what Jacqueline, she's a yoga instructor. I like the raspberry yoga, you know, myself. But anyway, we like road trips and have always wanted to travel. In recognizing, she says, how easy it is to work remotely, we realized that downsizing may give us more opportunity. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
What do you mean work remotely, Kurt? She does remote, like via video conferencing yoga lessons or yoga instruction or what?
I think maybe so.
Or does she just work with people that she finds herself in close proximity to? Like she switches to a different location and then there's people there.
Yeah, imagine that. This one, they're from Petaluma. You know where Petaluma is, right, Sam?
That's in California, but I thought they were in Lafayette.
Well, these were, but this is a new batch. These are 48-year-olders.
Whoa.
And they purchased their living vehicle while in the process of selling their home. They'd hoped to purchase another home and use the living vehicle as an accessory dwelling unit, but they couldn't find housing after the Sonoma County fires. The couple did an about-face, and they're now renting a 200-acre property in Oregon with plenty of room for their living vehicle. Yeah, they just park that sucker right on here. But anyway,
they said see if they have a permit for that thing or if there's cracks in the driveway or something, Kurt.
I love Sonoma. My heart is there, but my friends and community are there, but the cost of living there is so high.
Yeah, just got to get out.
These people are just rolling to where it's cheaper.
Wonder why they're doing things like that. I mean, if they are true patriotic Americans, they just love the
opportunity. Pay the high taxes and suck it up.
All right, Delling polls in the news before the end of the hour, Kurt.
Yeah, well, this guy's an author at Breitbart, and so it's kind of cool to see his stuff.
And you got to hurry through this because we got an alcohol story to finish on, Kurt.
Oh, well, you better do the alcohol story because I can't find the Delling poll.
All right, Delling poll, why Congress should not trust climate experts.
Oh yeah!
I'll just tell you really quick the answer for Delling.
That'll be easy.
They lie.
They lie. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's why.
That's
don't
the
trust
easy
them
part.
Because they lie.
Okay, good.
Good. There now, alcohol story before the end of the hour. This is critical to get to.
All right.
I guess Donald Trump is supporting Tommy Lauren. I guess they were. I don't know. Maybe they were getting. Are these guys colored? Maybe they're getting free drinks from the white people or something like that, Kurt. Anyway, it went all wrong.
Yep. That's right. And, you know, what had happened was apparently they, you know, somebody threw some stuff on her.
Well, they threw a drink at her.
Some drink. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
right. A woman threw a drink at Tommy Lauren, and then Donald is defending Tony.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that.
See how Donald gets into the most important things? We're trying to free innocents in prison, and Donald won't even talk to us, but he's busy defending Tommy because somebody got an alcohol-fueled rage and threw a drink at her, Kurt.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, she's probably some big news person. And
well,
so
she's that lady that used to be with Glenn Beck, right?
Oh, okay. Well,
you know who that is?
Better than that. I think I've heard of her, but yeah. So then he's saying you shouldn't throw drinks on people, huh?
Yeah. Why would he say that kind of thing?
Way out kind of idea.
And I don't know what he's thinking. But why would somebody be throwing a drink on somebody in the first place, Kurt? Is that the way we would recommend that you resolve your differences?
Just don't be there in the bar and you won't get drinks poured thrown on you.
Whoa. Now Kurt's going to ruin the economy and stuff like that, telling people not to go to bars. That's just part of the solutions we would provide, Kurt. Our high recommendation, do not try that at home or in a bar near you.
Head to church and get some punch.
Ooh.
Not punched out, but punch.
Yeah. All right. Well, our prayers are with Donald. Our prayers are with Tony. Our prayers are with the alcoholic lady that threw a drink on somebody. Maybe they can go get help like that congressman we talked about first hour. Tom Garrett. Maybe they can all go get help together, Kurt. The whole nation could be in, you know, reform. The IRS could be in abuse reform.
That's good.
Slavery,
stuff.
Reparations, or, you know, training or whatever. The IRS needs slavery training to get rid of slavery from the IRS for sure. Well, anyway, we could all use some help, ladies and gentlemen. And the ultimate solution is turn to God, family, and country. That's how you get it done. 2 hours in the can. Donate at LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.